picnic with the family, the grandchildren, the kids possibly? If so, do you have a favourite place, a favourite picnic location? Well, the thing is, for the Northwest, the favourite place, as a result of a bit of work which has been done, the favourite place for Northwest picnickers to go is actually here in our county. Tell you more in a moment as well. First, though, a glass of fizz, a comfy blanket, maybe a strawberry or two, a tasty sandwich. We're talking picnics, of course. And when we have a decent summer's day, not today, there's surely not much more that can be classed as relaxing than having a picnic on a nice day in our county. The thing is, though, where's your favourite picnic spot? Well, this week is National Picnic Week, and St Herbert's Island on Derwent Water has been chosen by organisers as the best place to picnic in the whole of the North West. Adam Cox is the founder of National Picnic Week, and Jesse Binns is from the National Trust in Cumbria, which looks after St Herbert's Island. Adam, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Why was St Herbert's Island chosen as the best spot in the North West?
We have a team of researchers here at National Picnic Week, and we tend to look for two key things. Either the things that would be really inspirational or kind of the kind of really scenic kind of places that lots of people go to, or a similar kind of criteria, but with those hidden gems. And obviously there's lots of cities in the Northwest, there's lots of very nice parks, but we actually chose what we would consider more of a hidden gem that many people wouldn't have necessarily gone to. But we think if they did go to St. Herbert's Island, they would actually have an incredible picnic because the scenery is outstanding.
Jesse, good morning to you. A hidden gem. Do you like the sound of that?
Absolutely. It's a fantastic little place. We're really pleased it's chosen.
Does it surprise you that it won?
Well, it is a bit surprising because it's not very well known, but I think it would have really pleased the founders of the National Trust, because that was the reason the island was given to the National Trust in the first place, so that people from cities right across England could come and take a boat trip out to the island and have that unique experience of picnicking on the island with the view of the mountains.
Yeah, if you would, just paint a picture for maybe those who haven't visited. What would a picnic on St Herbert's be like?
Well, the islands are kind of long ellipse that points towards Keswick, and there's a little spit of kind of sand and shingle at the northern end. So you could actually kind of land your canoe or your rowing boat on there and spread out your picnic, and then you get this fantastic view of Skiddaw rising up behind Keswick. And then, of course, you've got the whole ring of mountains right round Derwent Water in every direction wherever you look.
Sounds absolutely wonderful. Adam, the recent weather, today aside, will have encouraged many people to eat outside. From your point of view, why can picnicking be so enjoyable?
I think it's something out of the ordinary. You know, a lot of people will be on autopilot when they eat, you know, just kind of grabbing snacks or convenience meals. Picnics need to be planned. You need to prepare the food in advance. You need to choose a location. And generally, there's no Wi-Fi wherever you have picnics. So it has that kind of ideal ingredients of getting family friends together where they actually talk and they actually experience things and they're off autopilot and actually in that moment. And I think for that reason, picnics should be encouraged. And I would say this National Picnic Week, whatever the weather, get out there and have a picnic.
Do you think picnics are as popular as they once were?
They're actually growing in popularity. You know, we've actually seen, although most people consider the picnics to be a traditional type of thing, I think that the picnics are evolving. You know, even just kind of someone taking a quick lunch break, you know, in a nearby park, you know, with at least one other person, I would consider that a picnic, you know, to some extent, as long as they're preparing some food. So they are evolving. 70% of the UK will go on at least one picnic this summer. Our goal is to increase that number so that more people, because if you have one picnic, our research shows that you're more likely to have another picnic within the next 2 or 3 weeks. So having that first picnic of the summer is a really important thing.
And Jesse, finally, just to discuss St Herbert's Island a little bit more, not the easiest place to get to, is it? I mean, what options do people have?
Well, you're right. It's the island that I think is the furthest out in the lake from any of the shoreline. So there are places where if you have your own canoe, you can take it along to like the National Trust car park at Kettlewell and go in from there. If you don't have your own canoe, you can hire canoes and rowing boats from lots of different places around Derwent Water. And the staff there will give you all the advice you need, because there's one island on Derwent Water that's rented out to private tenants that you can't land on, but all the other three you can land on all year round and take your picnic out there. So we'd really encourage people to have a go.
Lovely. Thanks for being on this morning. Jessie Binns from the National Trust, and we heard as well from Adam Cox from National Picnic Week.